It was not on the agenda, but a lot of discussion about the future of VOTEC. At this point here, where are discussions at for the district when it comes to VOTEC?
I'm a big VOTEC person myself, have been since I came here. I've tried to increase our vocational offerings for kids, so we're very supportive of vocational programs in Keokuk.
In terms of how big is the VOTEC program here right now? How many people are involved in it?
I mean, you've got everything from family consumer science to industrial tech to, you know, all those things. So, you know, we've got a wide variety of offerings for kids. I think the conversation that was being discussed was about industrial tech.
And what exactly is that, to explain it to people?
I mean, everything from welding to CAD to, you know, those kind of things for kids.
Is the teacher that is there one teacher doing that section of it right now?
We have one at the middle school and one at the high school.
Are one of those teachers up for RIF?
Correct.
Which school or which
high, high school?
At this point here, where does it go? I mean, what is the process now for the district?
The individual has requested an extension on the hearing date, so we're just kind of waiting on that for right now.
To explain to people what exactly, when they hear RIF, what exactly does that mean?
Reduction in force, that's what it stands for.
Why was that a program that's being targeted, or that position
sure.
being targeted?
If I can back up, the district's looking at about a potential $400,000 deficit, okay? And so we put together a budget committee, and that budget committee looked at everything. We asked for input from anybody and everybody, and we looked at and listed everything and came down to a group of, 20-some items that we looked at. Unfortunately, that committee, there wasn't enough stuff in that committee to cover the $400,000, okay, in a nutshell. From that point on, we unfortunately had to look at possibility of reducing some staff. And one of those positions that was looked at was the industrial tech because of numbers. So the program is not being eliminated. The program is being reduced to half time. So basically we'll still offer the coursework. It just will be one section instead of two.
Okay, and that's kind of that's what I was wanting to get into and figure in. Would it be shared then, a halftime middle, halftime high? That's a guess. Is that
the conversation that's being had right now? Is Harmony Schools is in dire need of an industrial tech person as well. So I've been in contact with their superintendent, and our teacher that we're looking at cutting to halftime is actually going to go over and meet with them.
Okay.
So there's a possibility that the teacher would work part-time for Keokuk, part-time for Harmony Schools, would stay under our contract, and then they would purchase his services.
So when it's a RIF, this is one that wouldn't be a full elimination. You were looking at taking the position from full to half.
Correct.
Okay, that's sometimes people get confused. Sure. They hear that, they think it's a fully gone.
Right.
What you guys were looking at is from full to half. And then you've kind of done this with other Mount Pleasant and the librarian and stuff
yes.
like that. That's kind of a trend that you've been looking
well,
at.
Well, it's money that the state allows you to use, potentially. Everything's a year behind financially. So we actually can generate some potential supplemental weighting by sharing some kids to the teachers. We share the teacher, and then the kids count for supplemental weighting the following year. And then every year after that.
There was a lot of discussion during the meeting, but from what I've heard, the board didn't discuss because it wasn't on the agenda. How much of what you were hearing from them was maybe just not understanding the full situation? Were they on key with what they were talking about, or was it something that if they knew more and the board could talk about it, maybe that would clear some up?
That's a great question. What came from that meeting was that people were passionate about the program, which is always good. We're glad to hear that. Like you said, it wasn't on the agenda, so when it's a public setting like that, the board doesn't respond. So, we really weren't able to say anything at that point. I've been asked a lot of stuff in the community since then, and I've just told them. I said, listen, in a nutshell, we have someone that's a teacher for us, that their numbers dictate a halftime position. So we're a business just like anybody else. And when business has to make tough decisions, if certain things aren't to where they need to be, that's where you look. And in our contract, the gentleman we're talking about was the low person on our seniority list too. So that's where we had to look for that position in our contract as well.
How many other positions are being looked at in that regard, either being a full elimination or from full to half or some degree?
Sure.
How many others?
We ended up, if I recall, our nurses came to us and said, hey, you know, a couple extra less days, you know, like in-service days and stuff like that. So we did 2 days of nurses that they came to us. We did two high school lunchroom supervisors. And then we did a business, our business teacher. We reduced to 3/4 time. And then we did a elementary teacher and a librarian and industrial tech. So that's the total.
When it comes to those, and you said a hearing, is that a with the board and a public meeting? Or how does that work? When you hear a hearing, what are we looking at?
The individual, the three of those individuals request a hearing with the board. And then they ask for an extension of the timeline. So basically, they'll have an opportunity to come and talk to the board about why they feel that their position should not be RIFed.
And it's there's always a deadline. You guys have to do the RIF notices. Is it before the end of May?
Basically,
there's some time frame.
April 30th.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys were in that range.
And I want the community to understand that this is one of the things that I don't like about my job. I just don't. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'm responsible with our business manager for balancing the budget for the district, you know, and unfortunately this stuff happens sometimes.
How much, too, does it factor in with the number of kids taking these classes with the what you guys have been doing with SCC and those opportunities? Are you seeing maybe more taking those opportunities and away from some of the others?
We've increased the things with SCC, but I'm not sure I could sit here and tell you that that's affected it. I'm not sure I could do that.